and held a strange and contagious allure. I had a passing knowledge of Spanish, but Diego was teaching me a whole new language, the slang of the barrios, of the narcos, of war zones like Ciudad Juarez, Tijuana, and Culiacan. What made these narco-corridos so badass, Diego explained, wasn't the rollicking tuba, accordion, and guitar. It was the passionate storytelling and ruthless gunman attitude embodied in the lyrics. A dark-haired waitress in skin-tight white jeans and heels brought us a bucket filled with cold bottles of La Cerveza del Pacifico. I grabbed one out of the ice and peeled back the damp corner of the canary yellow label. Pacifico, the pride of Mazatlan. I laughed to myself. We were in the heart of West Phoenix, but it felt as if we had somehow slipped over the border and 800 miles south to Sinaloa. The bar was swarming with traffickers. Diego and I estimated that 3/4 of the crowd was mixed up somehow in the cocaine, weed, and meth trade. The middle-aged traffickers were easy to spot in their cowboy hats and alligator boots. Some also worked as legit cattle ranchers. Then there were the narco juniors, the new generation, who looked like typical Arizona college kids in Lacoste shirts and designer jeans, though most were flashing watches no typical 20-year-old could afford. Around the fringes of the dance floor, I spotted a few men who looked as if they'd taken a life, cartel enforcers.